a major victory in Canada coming out this week as consumer rejection kills the GM EnviroPig as farmers feared pork market collapse. Now, you've got the Canadian Organization Ontario Pork, you've got the University of Guelph and other entities who really designed this EnviroPig. They were going to modify something in the saliva that caused it to produce less phosphorus because the manure and the phosphorus content in pig manure is very environmentally damaging. And so they were going to save the earth by putting GM meat on the market for human consumption. And so this EnviroPig was going to be the first meat for human consumption likely to be approved on the market, but instead it was totally rejected. Why? Because consumers in Canada called and called and complained and complained and threatened and told them they weren't going to buy this GM pork, and they got the message. The pork market in Canada feared that people would avoid the entire swarm, whether it was GM pork or just regular pork, because there's no labeling on GMOs, because there's a big backlash, and they are well aware that the public does not want this stuff. There's a press conference linked in the article I wrote up on Infowars.com, also great reporting at ActivistPost.com, where the Canadian Biotech Action Network describes repeatedly how it was consumer demand that got this project killed. And so the university lost the funding. They put this project on freeze, and they're literally going to freeze these specimens, the semen for these specimens to use in the future, because they believe it'll later be acceptable. But for now, it's a partial victory for those who have been opposing GM and for now keeping genetically modified meat out of the human market. Dr. Cecil Forsberg, one of the co-inventors of the EnviroPig, wrote an article or commented in the New York Times complaining that when the pig was first created in 1999, I had the feeling in 7 or 8 or 9 years that the transgenic animals would probably be acceptable, but I was wrong. It's time to stop the program until the rest of the world catches up. And it is going to catch up. They vow they'll be back, and they're not done with the GMO battle, the long-term war, that is. But we have a partial victory in this battle. And what's at stake? You heard the reports from a couple weeks ago in The Atlantic of how engineering the human body could combat climate change. There's that climate change excuse again, and how they're going to change our own DNA, give us cat-like eyes so we don't have to have lighting, how they're going to change our inclinations toward meat to make us more vegan-like, and so we don't have the enjoyment of meat and we won't be allowed to eat meat, and how they're going to bioengineer us while feeding us with all this genetically modified food crops, whether it's animals, plants, or cross in between. And it's just disgusting how much they think they have a right to change life on Earth in the name of fighting global warming, a total hoax. It's all for authoritarianism. We've covered this at length at InfoWars, but it's all in your face today and this week and in the recent news. Let's just play part of the package I did with Alex last July in 2011 on this growing problem of the genetic Armageddon we are facing if we don't fight this GM issue and rein it in. Let's go to it right now.
Biofarming, aiding scientists in cutting-edge research.
PPL Therapeutics is working on a solution. They want to clone pigs whose organs can be transplanted into people.
Cloned and genetically modified cows that can produce milk containing the same health properties as human breast milk.
These glow-in-the-dark cats could help develop treatments for diseases, for animals, and for humans.
Yes, you did hear that correctly. He has put a spider gene into a goat.
Transgenic fish. So the fish actually have what appear to be six-pack abs that we see in humans.
My friends, I am here to warn you. I am here to alert you to the greatest threat to our species and our civilization on this planet. Humanity in just the last 100 years has increased its technological and scientific knowledge thousands and thousands of times what it was. But we are still the same species that we were, capable of magnificent heights, but also of horrifying lows. I want to talk to you about the greatest threat to human civilization and society today, already irrevocably changing the genetic code of the biospheres on this planet. and that is genetic engineering. Now, I love science and technology. I know that it's a neutral thing and that man can use it for good or bad. But that said, the controllers and engineers of our society for more than 100 years have believed that if they can discover the secrets of life, DNA, that they will have the keys to immortality. And now you see all the different news articles where they openly brag about this. And the elite says, we don't need a giant population anymore to run our technological systems. We're now phasing into robotics, where the military's aircraft will be drone, where combat robots will do the fighting, where manufacturing will be carried on and executed by non-biological systems. So there is an arms race going on. And a technological race going on right now dealing with genetic engineering. And recently, the FDA has put into effect new policies that allow genetic engineering companies, predominantly Big Agra, to put on the market any GMO organism they wish without even consulting the public. Now, when you look at this, it's not just GMO grass that takes less water. It's not just GMO tomatoes that last longer on the shelf.
And so it's just amazing. If you didn't see that video before, we're going to play it in its entirety at the break. But they're just wildly reckless on purpose, playing with the genetic code of life, opening that Pandora's box, all while telling you you don't have a right to live your natural life because they want that authoritarian control over you, telling you you have to change your lifestyle because of global warming while they threaten to open up the whole works and destroy Earth or significantly modify it. It's just crazy.